This is Jared Mariyama, and you're listening to the Master of One podcast. You can find me at jmariyama.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Master of One podcast, the podcast that has a confession to make. We are not left-handed. Part one this week, we talk about Squared Co. packages, Alex Delianis, and we talk to Mark Morris about the Princess Bride 30th Anniversary Tribute Show. I'm Andrew, your Master of Art and Design.
I'm Patrick, your Master of Television and Film.
And I'm Luke, your Master of Toys and Games.
So get ready to make a land deal with a Sicilian, because death is certainly going to be on the line.
But just to be clear, I am totally left-handed.
We like to kick every episode off by going around the table, which is where we talk about something new, fun, and noteworthy about our weeks. But we have a special guest who's joining us today for the entire episode. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Mr. M Squared himself, Squared Co.'s own Mark Morris. Welcome, Mark, to the show.
What up?
Mama say, mama sa, mama kusa. Is that what just happened?
Holy crap! I don't know what happened as I was leaving into that.
This is all going on. We're just moving forward.
There was so much stuff happening on the screen while I was trying to do that intro. That I'm surprised I got through as much as I did. So it's good that the only thing I butchered was his actual name. And that Luke brought him back around to Michael
Jackson. It's not the first time you got my name wrong, which happens to be one of the easiest names
okay,
to say.
Okay, so here's the deal. Wait, listen.
What was the other time?
So, hang on.
It was on air, too.
So listen.
I sent something, and you're like, oh, I got this great gift from Dave Morris. I'm like, what the hell?
So here's the deal. Okay, so when we met up with you, Mark, when we were in California last year, I was pretty sure Luke said, and he still claims that he didn't say this, but I don't know where I would have gotten it. Okay, so I said, how do you spell his name? And he said, Mark Mavis.
Nope.
I'm 99% sure. And so I put that into my phone, all right? And so then I told you when we were together, you're like, it's not Mavis, it's Morris. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh,
so
maybe you said Davis instead of Dave. Mark
that's
Davis.
That was what I did, yeah. And then so what I did was I switched it in my phone. Well, now when we text, I'll say, Siri, text Mark Morris. And my phone will pop up and say, what would you like to say to Mark Mavis? Even though it's still spelled right, it still says that your name is Mark Mavis. Anyway, well, Mark Morris.
My handle is M Squared, which is because I have the same first and last initial.
Yep.
So I don't know where the D
like
comes
in. Okay, but
play
listen,
there.
Your handle is also EMM.
How did I ever?
So it's
why did
whatever.
I never put that together? That makes sense.
Because,
but
are you serious?
You're dumber than I am.
I literally never put that together. I was just like M squared squared co. Why does he use two names? Like I had no idea. Now I get it.
Now you got it. Okay,
it makes sense.
Anyway, that's a whole bunch of ridiculousness that was unnecessary. Luke, why don't you kick us off for the around the table?
Okay. Man, okay, so my week has been Civilization 6 and Conan Exiles. And that's all I've been playing, and they're both really, really
well, you
good.
Were playing Civ 6 last week. Yeah. This is just, it's unending now.
But did I talk about Conan Exiles at all?
No, you didn't, so tell us about Conan.
Okay, Conan Exiles is like, so remember when I talked about Ark? It's like this game, it's like Minecraft for adults. You go through and... So Conan is just like it. It's based in the Conan world, though. So you start off and you have to like gather supplies and craft. It's first person, but you can also have third person. And it's
when you say it's in the
game.
Conan world, what is the Conan world?
Like from the movies, like Conan the Barbarian,
Jason Momoa,
oh,
or
Conan,
Arnold,
Conan the Barbarian.
It's not the more recent. It's Arnold world. So it's not even like it's loosely based on like that mythos. It's not even like there's no cutscenes with Arnold like being crazy. And you just go through and you collect resources and fight people. And the thing that's different with Conan than like Ark or these other survival games is Conan is based on like you are you amass like servants and slaves. And it's like very like barbaric, right? About like the violence and like all of these like you worship certain gods. Eventually you can summon those gods to fight for you, like these huge snakes and crazy stuff. But it's cool. It's a basic like crafting mechanic game with like third person exploration, and it's cool. It's
does it
brand
do it
new.
Better? I mean, is it does it do it better than Ark does? Like, what's the
so Ark has been around a little bit more, and Ark, like I said before, was like in it still hasn't been officially released. It's been released, and there's been expansions, but it's still like in like extended beta. Conan came out as a it's like in pre-release. It's like an early version. So there's not all, everything that's going to be in the final release. There's some bugs and stuff, and they've had some server issues. And it's more of like get this out into people's hands so they can play it, find everything that's wrong, and we can fix it before we actually release.
So I guess the ultimate question would be, do you buy this because you're a fan of that survival genre, or do you buy this only if you're a fan of Conan?
Yeah, I would say it's a both, because it hits the survival well. Like it's actually less convoluted and less complicated than Ark, which is an instant grab for a lot of people who like that mechanic, but just Ark is way too complex and hard. So it's good on that. And then with the Conan like mythos and just that world, you get those people as well. And it's the graphics look great. It's really cool. So it's on Steam right now. I think it's $29.99. And then once the game is actually like released and they're coming out with patches like every couple days now of fixing things and adding certain things. And it's cool. It's really cool. So I've been playing a lot of that.
Sweet. All right.
How about
you tossing it to?
I'm gonna toss it to Patrick.
Awesome. So two cool things this week. Number one, I got a new Mondo print in. This is the Kevin Tong Cloud City Duel print, and this is the I guess a Cloud City is the one with the blue and red sabers. There's two versions out there. And man, it looks so good in person. I actually opened it up right before we started recording. And, you know, as is the case with any of these prints, seeing them in person just, man, it's even better. It was already an amazing print, and now it's an even better print. So it's exciting to have that in. It's just one more thing I have to frame, unfortunately. Frames are, they're eating me alive, guys. I need to just start producing those.
Yeah, so, unless you just want to sell it to me, and in which case you don't have to worry about it. You can just put it back
perfect.
In the tube, and you can just ship it on over.
Christmas I can just wait to Creative South and just hand it to you.
Is that 18 by 24 or 24 by 36?
You know, I wish it was 18 by 24, but it is 24 by 36. So I think that's
what it is. 18 by 24.
24 by 36 smaller. It's unwieldy. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's so.
I prefer the 18 by 24 as well.
Yeah, you guys are weird.
I think that is the perfect size, I think, for an art print, honestly. There's only a handful that are like 24 by 36. I'm like, yes, it needs to be this size to get. Like the one from Ape Meets Girl, the Incredibles one that he sent me.
Sure.
There's so much detail on it. It has to be that big to really be able to see all the stuff. And some of Kevin Tong's stuff, like the Tomorrowland print and stuff, there's just so much going on that to capture all of it, 18, or 24 by 36 makes sense. But for the most part, you can get what you need to get with 18 by 24, and it's a lot cheaper to frame, and you can get more of them on your wall.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the idea is, especially for someone like Mondo, is it's closer to movie poster size, right? Like that's, but it's just commands so much space and attention that it's, I don't know, it's difficult to kind of work into the decor. So I wish it was smaller, but the print looks amazing. And then the other thing this week, I went and saw the movie Gold with Matthew McConaughey. And that's a has anyone here seen the movie, by the way?
No.
Right, and to be clear, I did not talk about this already, right?
No.
Okay, good. Our weeks are running together because we're recording at the non-standard time, and so I just want to make sure this is new. So, Matthew McConaughey, so this is a film directed by Stephen, I don't know how to say his last name, Goggin. Hawking. I have no idea. Nope, not Hawking. So I think it's like Gaggin, Goggin. We'll just go with that. It's great. But it's got Matthew McConaughey and Edgar Ramirez. They're the two primary actors in the film. And it's about a guy. His dad was basically a prospector, and his dad left him the family business, and it was booming at the time. And just over time, because of the financial state of the world, it had sunk very low. And then, but you know, he was someone that wanted to get his hands dirty. He wanted to be the man his dad was. And he manages to rescue his business by hitting the largest gold strike that had been, you know, up to that point, the largest deposit of gold that had been found. And so it is following him. It's loosely based on some actual events. They were based around a Canadian, mining firm. But so anyway, it follows him and again, Edgar Ramirez. McConaughey's performance is incredible. So you've all seen the previews. You know that he's gained a lot of weight for the role. His hair is thinning. He's got like this like weird snaggle tooth thing going on. It's funny that the first scene of the film is Matthew McConaughey as you normally imagine Matthew McConaughey. And then it's one of those fast forward 7 years and then he's fully transformed, which is pretty dramatic. Hmm. But he kills it. So the film is not very highly rated right now. Like if you were to check the Rotten Tomatoes score, I think it's in the 30s. I think this is one of the cases where the ratings are wrong, or they're at least too low. I mean, I think this was a very solid film. There are some hokey parts to it. I mean, to give you an example, he mentions a tattoo on his arm that's like a bird with no feet. Now he says something like, a bird with no feet sleeps on the wind. Some stupid thing. I don't know what it means. But later on in the film, later on in the film, he sees a bird with no feet. Like that kind of stuff is too hokey. Like I'm not going to buy into that stuff. So that's dumb. But McConaughey's performance. Yeah, I didn't need to actually see the bird. Like we were past that. So, but his performance was great. Frankly, I think it salvages a decently mediocre movie. But it is worth seeing. So ignore the 30%. Their marketing team failed on this one. And honestly, it probably won't hang out in theaters too long. So if you have a chance to see it, I think it's sans if you're watching one of the Oscar re-releases, like Arrival has come back out, some things like that. Sans those films, just considering what's come out in the last 2 weeks, which is XXX, Legend of Xander Cage, and Resident Evil, and whatever, this is the film you should be watching. So go see Gold. I think it is an enjoyable film. It's better than the reviews give it credit for, and McConaughey, he does absolutely kill it in the film, even if it's a little hokey. So, all right, with that being said, Mr. Morris, why don't you tell us something about your week?
All right, so on top of a normal person job and trying to run Squared Co., I do some freelance design in the background. Mm-hmm. And this week I was able – well, actually, I mentioned this in the Slack channel a few weeks ago, but I started the work on it this week, which is the – I got – I won a bid to do – some like collateral promo stuff for the Wu-Tang Clan.
Nice.
And they're going to be at the House of Blues in Anaheim, and part of their I don't want to say performance, they're going to throw out fake money. So I am responsible for designing said fake money.
That's awesome.
I'm excited to see how this comes out.
Can you explain to me, like, there's a site that you go on that somewhere listed Wu-Tang fake money and you submitted a bid for it?
No. Well, I kind of cheated because my girlfriend works for the House of Blues. So she has she can give me kind of to the front of the line for these things. Yeah. So, I mean, within the list of designers they have, I was good enough to get it, like, or whatever. But yeah, because of my girlfriend, I got that. Not to say that I'm not capable without her.
So what's the... I guess I'm trying to figure out how that process works, because it would seem like the Wu-Tang Clan... This is a weird sentence for me to be saying. But it seems like the Wu-Tang Clan would be like, hey, this is a thing that we want to do at our shows. We should hire a graphic designer. And maybe it's not them. Maybe it's their producers or their manager or whatever. And they say, we need to have these for their shows that they do. It seems weird that the House of Blues is producing these for the Wu-Tang Clan. Like, it's in their writer or something that they find someone to produce. Like, I don't understand how that works.
Well, they don't tour that much.
Is that like a one-off show?
Yeah, it's not part of a tour or anything. It's just a one-and-done kind of thing, so far as I know. So it's kind of up to House of Blues to do as much promotion on their end. So somebody within their team had the idea, like, hey, let's do this, you know, Wu-Tang money as part of an added incentive for people to come. I don't know if they're going to say this beforehand or it's just going to be something that happens as a surprise and then the whole audience is like, oh, we had an awesome experience at House of Blues. But yeah, somebody within the team pitched it to the Wu-Tang team, I guess. And then that's kind of how it happened.
Okay. So have you already started on these things or?
So this is an unfortunate event that happened. I stayed up like all night Thursday because I was supposed to deliver round one by Friday. And I left my computer on overnight. Friday morning, I go on to like finish up a few things and then save it off. As I'm saving, for some reason, like the connectivity from my USB, which I was saving it onto, like it lost the connection as it's saving, and it just somehow like everything disappeared and deleted from all the work I did the previous week.
Oh no.
So I have no idea what had happened, but yeah, it was awful. And now I had to have the uncomfortable call saying, like, hey, I know I was supposed to give you something today, but I mean, I didn't even have a valid excuse because that just sounds like the equivalent of my dog ate my homework, right, you know?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I was planning to have two versions. They requested one very, very specific that you can't really get creative with. And then I was going to have my, you know, air quotes, creative version of it. And now I probably only have time to do what they requested, unfortunately.
Now, is there a way that project was like in like Time Machine somewhere?
Probably if I had Time Machine set up before this happened.
Oh no.
So
this is one of those. This is a big learning experience.
I panicked and did all the Googling. It's like, oh yeah, Time Machine should totally have it on, you know, a previous update or whatever. And so I'm like, oh cool, look at Time Machine. It's like, would you like to set up Time Machine now? I'm like, oh man, I'm an idiot.
What about I don't know. I'm sure you probably looked all this up, but doesn't Creative Cloud have an autosave somewhere that it saves to your cloud and Creative Cloud?
Yeah, if it does.
Andrew knows the answer to this question.
I do know the answer to this question.
Have you had a similar story?
It won't autosave to your Creative Cloud. It will sometimes, but not always, do the autosave process, at least boot it back up into recovery mode. Mm. But something affects the recovery mode stuff, and it doesn't always work.
Yeah, let me go and throw this out here, because literally Andrew had an experience, 2 weeks ago, where you lost a bunch of work for a client?
Yeah, I lost a whole week's worth of rebrand stuff for where I work.
Oh my gosh. Stop, everyone. Stop what you're doing right now.
And save.
Command S, set up Backblaze so it backs up automatically, get an external, set up Time Machine so you're backing up to your external.
Yes.
Like, not only do you need backups, you need you need redundancy in different geographical locations. Because think about this, if all your backups are at home and your home catches on fire, now you still have nothing. So save to Backblaze, do your Time Machine.
This is your public service
command
announcement from Patrick.
Get your crap together now, so you don't end up like half of the crew that you're listening to.
I'm confident that there is a way to salvage it, because on the latest Photoshop, it'll have like your last 10 or 15 files that you have open. It'll say like recently worked on files or whatever. And I can see the image of what I did. But when I click on it, it has some weird error. So I'm confident it exists somehow. I'm just not smart enough to figure out how to get it. I don't know.
Okay, well, you're in a spot that I was not in, because mine did not show in the recent work. So yours might be able to be salvaged. So that sucks, man. But congratulations on Wu-Tang.
Old yeah. WTC.
Look forward to seeing how those come out.
I'll throw that in the Slack channel once I get the final approved.
Are you going to go?
Yeah.
Donald
Trump? So,
I don't think so.
They're still mad about the money.
It's believe it or not, it is not my crowd. So
I'm yeah, but it's Wu-Tang, man.
Yeah, but it's Wu-Tang, man.
Whatever, guys.
All right,
I'll give you my tickets, Luke. You can come.
Cool. That's perfect. And a plane ticket, right?
And a flight. Yeah, and a flight. You're gonna cover that too. All right. Well, I'm gonna grab it to round this out, and then we'll move on into some other things. So I've just been hard at work doing. I'm in the middle of a rebrand, like I just said, and I did this week was having to make up for some of the work that I lost 2 weeks ago. So it's been a busy, busy week among other crazy things going on at work. So I haven't had a ton of extra time to do some stuff, but I did get something in the mail. And when I say I mean Luke and I got something in the mail from our friend Alex Delianis.
Ooh.
So I'm just going to open up this stuff and just show you. I've already seen it, but I'll show you. I do feel like you're acting like this is the first that you've heard about it, but do you remember me texting that we got a package from Alex in the mail, Luke?
Kind of.
Here's why I ask that, because you never replied. You never said anything like,
really?
Cool, let me see what it is.
Now then, if I didn't reply, then I don't think I know.
Okay. Well, he sent this little thing, and sorry, Patrick, you've just never met him in person.
Oh, man.
So I don't think he remembers that you exist. But hey, gents, sorry it took so long with a little doodle of Ninja Turtle. But each of us got – there's two of everything, essentially. We got this, which is a Mario print. We got Luigi to go with it.
Yeah.
And then we got, of course, all four – of our
yes.
Heroes in a Half Shell friends.
Oh gosh, that raft, the attitude on the raft is just killer.
Dude, the prints, I don't know what the heck, where he's getting these things printed. They're like on legit, like postcard
stock. Did you do
stock.
Those, Mark? It looks like your style.
No, I and wish. Then, totally.
So we each got a set of those, Luke, and then we each also got... let me try to open this here. He sent us each a
the suspense.
Oh yes.
Oh wow, that's pretty cool.
So he Dude. Has his own character in I'm like blanking on his name right now. Oh
Philo.
My gosh.
Philo.
Philo, that's it.
Yeah.
So he did a print of Philo. It's a still forthcoming comic book that he's producing on his own, graphic novel or something. But it's Philo standing on the edge of a cliff looking at the stars. And up in the stars is a constellation made up of like that makes up a ship. And you can kind of see a ghosted version of the ship. It's all purples
Man,
that's
and so
blues. Good. And it's a kind of an odd shape, but like in a cool way.
Yeah.
It totally works. So he sent us each one of those, and they're signed, of course. So Alex, thanks, buddy. You did great. This stuff is always fun, and my house is just continues to fill up with your work.
Yeah,
so
for sure. That dude, he is
thank
so
you for
genuine.
That.
Like when we saw him at SDCC, he was just the coolest, the most genuine. Like actually glad to see us, not like I'm super busy but cool finally to put a name to the face. He was just like, oh guys, what's up, it's awesome to see you. Like
So you did you meet him after you interviewed him on the show?
So he was he was one of our very first guests that we ever had.
He like, was our very first
guest. He was our very first guest.
Well,
literally.
I mean, that wasn't a friend already. Yes, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah. And so he is now, he's no longer at Nickelodeon. At the time, he was still working at Nickelodeon Animation. He's now at, I want to say, DreamWorks? I think he's at DreamWorks now. I don't think it's Warner Brothers. So anyway, Alex, thank you, buddy. As always, your work is killer, and we're super
excited.
Follow
him on Instagram, and then, because his posts, like, all kinds of stuff that he's doing, mostly, like, Turtles-based stuff, which is sweet, but... He does everything.
Yeah, those postcard, I follow him too, those postcard prints he gave you. He does a lot of art on postcards, which is just, I mean, it's frustrating how good of art he's able to produce on a 3x3 square.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's stupid and good. All right. So the last thing I want to talk about, just give a nice little shout out to our friends over at the Creative South podcast. This week they celebrated their first year.
Uno!
So
1 year.
1 year old.
Congratulations.
1 year anniversary.
They sent me a bunch of Creative South podcast stickers to go just litter the town with them. I'm going to go put one next to our sticker at the Franklin famous barbecue. Franklin barbecue. And take a picture and
post
that.
Put
so
one
anyway,
like at the Steak and Shake.
Yes, obviously. At the two hot spots of Austin.
Hey, I mean, say what you will, Mark Morris, but Jason Frostholm is a nice dude, so.
Yeah, Mark. No. I think you're just remembering what Mark Mavis said.
Oh, my bad. I get confused.
That guy's a jerk.
That guy is a huge jerk. Anyway, so Jason Frostholm, happy birthday, buddy. I always knew you were a one-year-old. all right, so that's it for our Around the Table. Up next, a special time with Mark Morris. So typically this part of the show is when we talk about our master categories, but this week we decided to give all of our categories over to Mark, and we're going to talk about some fun stuff. So Patrick, why don't you set us up?
Mark gave us free stuff.
Perfect.
That I did. Yes. You know, I sent you something over the summer, which is like our very first interaction.
Yep.
It was... for our first event, which was the screening in an art gallery for the 30th anniversary of Aliens.
Yep.
But as I can, and then I saw you when you came to Orange County for Reimagine. I gave you more of my crap. I feel like I'm digging myself a hole because I just keep giving you really cool stuff. And now, so this one, you know. I'll just stop talking and let you guys open. And
no, it's good. Yeah, we're definitely in the black of the relationship, like, for sure. No, so the deal is that Mark is a super cool guy. Like you just said, we covered the Alien show at the time or talked about it on the show. We were super excited to get to hang out with you for a bit when we were in Orange County. That was honestly, it was a blast. And since then, you're now getting ready to launch another show. Again, in partnership with Sinopolis, for the 30th anniversary of Princess Bride. And so, I guess in tandem with that, you also sent us some more spoils. So what we're going to do,
let me backtrack there for a second. This is not necessary. So these are gifts from me. It is not necessarily related to the show, but these are just...
Oh, no, I know it's not related. Again, it's just a very obvious bribe, but we're fine with that. We have... No, I'm just kidding.
Come on.
What Patrick is saying... Here, you're taking this all wrong. What Patrick is trying to say is, to everybody else out there, we can be bought.
It works.
That's all that Patrick's going to say.
So,
this doesn't have to do with you, Mark. It has to do with everyone else.
If Mackenzie is listening to this, this is how she gets on the show.
Yeah, wow. She's got to do something, but not just for Patrick. She's got to do something for all three of us.
Yeah, the problem is she's only been doing stuff for me up to this point. So,
all right. So, okay. So we should explain. You sent us each of us individual packages.
Yeah. So each of you have a tube and a box. Some of you have a tube in a box.
That's true. Yeah. I have a tube inside of a box.
So we're opening them now.
I got to share what's going on with this. Mark sent a box and a tube, right? Except for me, he put the tube in the box, and it's like heavy. Like, it's a heavy box. Like, I got it. It was sitting on my front porch. And I was like, holy crap, this is huge. And it's weighty. Got it down to my podcast area, no problem. Patrick, Andrew, do you guys want to share, like, your experience with your packages?
Yeah, so
like, what
actually,
happened to your
I
bodies?
Got mine. I would love to share my experience with my package. No, I got mine from Mark actually almost 2 weeks ago, and I've been having to sit here. I don't know how I got mine first, and y'all's were after. But
I got
I've been
mine the day after you, I think, almost.
Maybe. Waiting to open this.
It was Friday or something.
We had to push it back a week. So here's what we're going to do. We're gonna open ours. I'll go ahead and go first, if that's cool. We'll just do tubes first, and then we'll do boxes. So we'll just go around twice. And we'll talk about these, and then we'll actually jump into information about the show, and we'll talk about the whole deal with Sinopolis and Princess Bride and all that. But I've already got my tube open, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go and unravel this and see what it is. I'm going to go and say this is a lot, by the way.
Andrew actually already opened his, which he talked about, I think, last week.
I didn't talk about the other piece, though.
You did
okay,
not.
So I'm going to try to show these to you guys. And obviously for the people listening, this is going to be a very visual experience.
I'll try to describe as best as okay. possible. Or
so this is the first piece. And this is a Lord of the Rings print. So Mark, I'll let you describe it.
So we do this series with Sinopolis celebrating significant film anniversaries. And every event has a limited edition screen printed poster. We already talked about the aliens, and then over in December, we had a Lord of the Rings screening. We like to have them with like an art gallery too, but the Lord of the Rings one was just a limited edition screen printed poster, which I did the art for on that one. So you may or may not be excited to receive that one.
Well, no, listen, it's killer. Like it didn't even. So this is hard to explain, but there's a certain level of like quality, like just goodness in the illustration, where I don't know that it crosses my mind necessarily. Like I just see it and go like, oh, that's a really good piece. And I don't, so because I'm not I'm not the illustrator type. I don't necessarily read into it more than that. So whatever my minimum bar I've set for professionalism, you hit that. So I was like, man, that's a really
nice.
Good piece.
Actually, I want to give a quick shout out to my friend who did the screen printing. He runs his own screen printing shop. His name is Corey Longfellow. So the screen printing, I think it's, you know, on par with some of the more professional guys. But he did a great job on that.
Now, what you may or may not know is this next print that I'm about to open. This is one of my favorite artists. So the next print is Ben Folds 5.
Oh, you know what? I totally guessed on that. I thought
Bro,
that you might be.
That looks awesome. Bro.
I thought you might be a fan.
I think he is a genius of a songwriter. I love it. Like I'm on the back end right now of like a Ben Folds kick, where like that's all I've been listening to for the past couple months. Yeah, that is.
Who did
you're reading
that
my,
piece? Did you do that?
No, that was Sean Mort from.
Okay. Yeah.
England.
Well, that's killer.
He's a UK artist.
He is. Yeah, he's got a really simple, like, minimalist style.
Aw. Okay.
So let me interrupt you before you even open your mouth, Patrick.
Yes.
That one you're holding is actually not for you. That's for Mackenzie.
Ah.
It's pretty feminine, so I thought...
Who did this one? Who designed this one?
That's DKNG.
Bro. This is like... This is stupid good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's those two birds kind of mirror imaging each other.
One's blue and one's kind of a tangerine color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that man, that is so good. Okay, well, all three of these are getting hung up. So the stuff that I don't like goes under my bed. Not that I don't like, it's just like, you know, I can make room when I need to make room. But all these are getting hung up for sure. This is just super good stuff. I just almost dropped this. Don't worry about it. All right, Andrew, you said you already opened yours, right?
So last week, I talked about the Pan's Labyrinth print from Vance Kelly. And then I also got the Mark Morris Fellowship of the Ring. screen print, which I dig. It's very, to describe it to anybody, it's very Dave Perelio.
Yes. I was totally channeling that. I'm glad you picked that up. I will take it as a compliment.
Perfect. So, yeah, it looks great. I'm sure that you can find it online somewhere, right? You can probably buy them online.
You could probably go to squaredcodesign.com and find it.
Okay. All right. So if you want to see what it looks like, that's where it is. All right, Luke, take it.
Okay. So my tube, I just took them out, and I also have the Fellowship of the Ring print. And you're, dude, this screen print.
How funny
is
would it be
fantastic.
if Patrick and I got it and you didn't get it?
Right. Yeah, that would be hilarious.
That would have been super funny, I think.
Like when Patrick didn't get something from your previous unraveling?
Yeah.
Yeah. You mean that just happened?
Yeah, that one time. In the future, can I pick one of you to not send something to?
No.
You can. You could. Well, listen, it could be, side note, I don't think I mentioned this, Luke, I don't know how to say his name, like prescient, like
Gaul.
I don't know his last name, but he did this really cool Luke Skywalker print. I managed to, he had like three left, and I bought one of the last ones he had. It's super awesome. I got it, and when he wrapped it, he creased it.
Oh, no.
I'm super pumped to have it, but you could have sent me a creased print. So, like, what do you do? I mean, it's still amazing, and I'm going to frame it. You won't notice it, but it was a little bit of a bummer. But anyway, go ahead.
That's and then terrible. The next one, this is amazing. This is all kinds of robots from, like, all kinds of properties.
Yeah, who did that? I've seen that.
It's called the Alpha Bot, like robot. And it's by another one of my friends, Tony Bowie. He's he's really good friends with Chris Lee, The Beast is Back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody's dropped his name in the Slack channel before. But yeah, he's one of my friends. He's a great illustrator. This is a really cool poster that he did.
Dude, this is great.
I dig it.
I love this.
So to describe it a little bit further, it's like every letter gets assigned a robot. So G is Gizmo Duck. I can see Krang for K. The Megazord.
Alpha 5. Plax from Yo Gabba Gabba. Like.
Yeah. And there's Quick Man from Mega Man. And
then there's Johnny 5 is on there.
Yep. There's a lot. So it's really cool robots on there.
Hal.
I just realized that there's a Johnny 5 and an Alpha 5 in there.
Yeah.
Is it? What's A?
Alpha. Is the dude.
Oh, yeah. From Power Rangers.
Yeah, Power Rangers, yep. And then Daft Punk.
That's great.
That's so good.
Yeah, that's so fun. He does great work. He does a whole Ninja Turtle series that's like all sorts of different like mini prints that have like the four turtles from the original like toy lines when they did all the different costumes and stuff.
Yeah, he does a lot of really cool stuff. He's got a really nice style.
That's perfect.
That's so good.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I love it. Thanks,
dude. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, so Patrick, you want to take the box now?
Holy freaking cow. So YR Talking, I started opening because I hadn't pre-opened anything, and I knew it was going to take a second. This is just stupid. This is so good.
The next stuff is personal. Well, I guess the Lord of the Rings one was mine too, but the rest are from me. So the stuff that I've created.
Like stuff that you've made. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you got there, Patrick? Wait a minute. Is that your like the original paper art?
Yeah. So I do paper art. If my M Squared handle is primarily paper art stuff. And what Patrick is holding up right now, when we met in November, I gave him a screen print design I did of Space Jam, have a paperized version of that same design which he's holding right now,
dude. So it's I mean, basically it's like this, you would consider this shadow boxed, right?
Yeah, so the frame is a shadow box with layered paper in it.
You really did a number on wrapping these things.
So, dude, and yeah, Andrew, you got your posters in a tube from Tom Whalen that I recycled. One of you got a box that I purchased an original Kolb piece in. So
let me real quick
recycled packaging.
let me real quick say, so what this is, it's Space Jam. It looks like the ad for almost like a, you know, like a battle royale.
Boxing or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, it says the ultimate game at the top. It has Monsters versus Toon Squad, and then has all like the date info and stuff. But again, this is layered paper. I mean, is this hand cut? Did you actually hand cut this stuff?
So,
or?
I'll give you a really quick rundown of the process. I'll hand illustrate and then I'll vectorize that into shapes, which will then get converted into, it's similar to screen printing. So I have to separate by color and shape. And then I send it to like a Cricut machine. So I cheat with the paper cutting part.
No, that's a good idea.
But I mean, it literally, I started off papering or whatever you want to call it by hand. And then I came across these machines, which are a freaking godsend because it cuts the time to produce these dramatically. Even like the stuff that I sent you still would probably take me like 30 hours to do.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so it ends up having a huge amount of depth to it, right? Because it's layers of paper sitting inside the shadow box.
I try to make it like so 2D, good. 3D.
Yeah.
So totally. It's all flat, but like if there's a part, let's say on a face or something, I'll have that be closest to you.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Can I talk
totally
about mine now?
Yes, you can.
Because I just saw mine. This is stupid. Like, this is dumb. All right, check this out, gentlemen. Patrick and Luke.
Oh, man. That's so
good.
Dude,
go ahead.
So this is, you know, it's paper art, again, in a shadow box. But it is the four turtles in a sewer, and they are layered on top of each other. And I like the fingers, like Donatello's fingers are like overlaid over top of the bow staff. Like not just like pieces of paper, like they actually physically fold over it.
Yeah.
I can't even begin to tell you how cool this is. Like, I don't know how I'm going to take a picture of it and capture it.
You can't. It's
insane. It is so fun.
I kind of mentioned this to Pat or Luke before. Like, so I do this paper stuff, but I'm awful at photography.
Mm.
So I can never capture like its depth and the colors and the texture of the paper and all that. So it's like, I mean, I would love to get to a point where I can produce these and then take a picture and do prints, but it's just, I've had a hell of a time figuring out that process.
Oh my gosh. And this is it's the original. I mean, these, you can't fake that.
I totally bit off more than I can chew with that one because those bricks, like, just gluing those bricks down was probably a good 6 hours, just those.
I'm blown away, dude. This is so freaking cool. Thank you so much. This is amazing.
Okay,
I only have one beef with it.
What?
What's that?
You didn't sign it, podcast family.
Oh, yeah. I have a terrible relationship with my own artwork where as soon as I finish anything, whether it's design or illustration or paper piece, I immediately hate it.
Nah.
So I just do everything I can to get it as far away from me as possible.
Don't sign it. Don't.
So I overlook all that stuff. I'm just like, I put it in a frame and put it in the closet or try and get rid of it to somebody.
But here's what's going
to
happen. My great grandkid is going to be on Antiques Roadshow one day. And he's going to be trying to find out how much this is worth. And they're going to be like, well, we think it's an original Mark Morris, but he didn't sign it. So
it's probably a Mavis ripoff.
Well, that's how you know if it's a ripoff. If it is signed, then it's fake.
Yeah.
The deal is, though, I'm going to get to see you in like a week. So I can take it and you can actually sign it.
Oh, spoilers.
That's not a spoiler.
Okay, so to my box then. So Mark was nice enough to give me a replacement Stormtrooper Evolution pin that I somehow
dummy I gave them to when we met in November.
Yeah,
you lost it.
I have no idea what happened to it, but now I have it again.
What?
So I sent him a message. I was like, hey, I'm an idiot. I have no idea where this is. Can I buy another one? He's like, well, I'm putting stuff together. I'll just send it to you.
I stole it. I stole it from him.
Oh, well, thanks.
Did you really?
No, I didn't steal it from him.
No, but I would have had all the options.
I have all of the pins you've ever given me.
Are those for sale on your site right now, Mark?
Yeah. You know, okay. So you can check them out. There's two Star Wars pins we have. He has. Yes. I just gave Luke both of them. It was a Rebel Alliance symbol.
Yep.
And Stormtrooper Evolution.
And so that's awesome. And then I got two shadow boxes plus an extra piece. The first thing I got was this dude. It's just insane. This Mega Man. I don't even know how to show you guys. Like,
what is that? Is that paper art?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! That's so awesome.
It's from Mega Man just One. Like the
screen,
like the boss select menu. When you first start playing Mega Man, you get to choose which boss you want to fight. So I paperized that screen. Essentially,
so you put the frames.
It's so good.
And then you put the blue sheet, and then you put the characters.
Hold that up again, Luke.
It's the yellow.
Then the like the royal blue, and the characters are at the same height as the royal blue, right, but within a window.
Right.
And then there's the like the baby blue
select
around
box,
them, which is like maybe an eighth of an inch floating above.
And it looks awesome. Like there's just that little bit of float on the select box. And you even have like the Cutman one is lighter colored for like where your cursor is. Like,
yeah,
dude, it's awesome.
That's really good.
So you sent me that one. And then
for Luke, since he's the video or games, master of games, all of the stuff I give him is like video game related.
Yeah. Bangarang.
So this print you have, I have the print for Bangarang. What's funny is that when I was going,
I did too though. I got one too. He gave me one when we were in California also.
Luke, you were with me when we were flying back through to Atlanta. The woman going through like TSA commented on it.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, that's a really old movie, isn't it?"
Yep.
And I was like, "Yes." And that was like the extent of the comment. But
so this is also
is that paper?
Yeah, it's also like the shadow is layered like his all the shadow on his face. It's like,
so it's Rufio for anyone who's listening and can't see this. It's Rufio, but it's set up to be like the Bazinga shirts from Big Bang Theory, but it says Bangarang in that same
styling. So instead of Sheldon, it's Rufio, and instead of Bazinga, it says Bangarang. And I have selfless plug here. You can check all this stuff out at squaredcodedesign.com. We have the screen print version and a pin.
Also, for Jonas, I think, is probably the one that will wear this because it's an extra small. And I think you actually told me about this marker sent like.
Yeah, I texted you because I ordered one of those for myself and they accidentally sent me an extra small instead of an extra large.
Yeah.
And I knew you had children.
Yes.
So I.
Yeah, and he'll definitely wear it. We love Hook. And it's like, it's nice, awesome, dude. It's like on a T Public. Like, it's like a legit, like, long sleeve hoodie. So thanks a lot, man.
You did it, man. As always, you are just
this. It's awesome. Like,
okay, so this is
Mega Man is nuts.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, this is stupid good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And with all that being said, you have a really big project that's you know, about to happen. So mentioned it before. Partnership with Sinopolis. You're doing a 30th anniversary of Princess Bride. So why don't you go ahead and just kind of go and tell everybody an overview of what that show looks like, what that event is.
Yeah, totally. So we're lucky enough to have a pretty good relationship with Sinopolis, where we are producing a series of events that all coincide with a classic film and a significant anniversary. So I mentioned before, we did the 30th anniversary for Aliens. We did the 15th anniversary for Fellowship of the Ring. Our next series or event is for Princess Bride 30th anniversary. So with this event, we have a limited edition screen print poster who the artwork was done by Andrew Kolb, who is on your show all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And on top of the limited edition screen print poster, we have an art gallery with a lot of contributors from the Slack channel. I think we have maybe 5 or 6 people from the Slack community that are doing a show or a piece in the show. So you come early to hang out and look at all the art. There's going to be themed food. I think they have like a six-fingered man mozzarella sticks or something like that.
Nice.
There's going to be themed drinks, food, a photo op. So you can take your picture with Wesley in front of a Princess Bride themed photo. We're going to have a DJ. We have just a ton of really cool stuff. And then there's some like swag we give away that is related to the movie.
So, okay. So,
a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. So with it being the 30th anniversary, what was it? And so if you're listening to this on release day, this is,
tonight.
Tomorrow?
It's Tuesday. So it'll be tonight.
Oh, it's tonight. Yeah.
It's tonight. Yeah. So, if you're in the area, there's still there was such a good response to this that they opened a second theater, right?
Yeah, so we actually sold out 2 theaters for this event.
That's awesome.
I say sold out, but there's like maybe 4 or 5. This is assigned seating, so there's like 4 or 5 single seats available throughout the theater, but it's essentially sold out.
That's crazy, dude. That's awesome. And so there's going to be an opportunity for you to go and hang out and have a good time. There's so many. We've gotten a little bit of a sneak peek as to the artwork that's going to be going out. And it is – so he talked about Andrew Kolb. Jared Mariama is also contributing a piece to it. Our friend Jay Ratner has contributed a piece to it. Gabe Arletta has contributed a piece to it. There are a ton of people – Mark Bowden, Aaron Hunting,
Irma Gersh.
Om Gersh. It's seriously, the pieces are insane. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 16, 20? 20 pieces go that you can choose from, or just buy all of them. They're so cool and they're all fun. So, go check that out and give them a holler, especially if you're in the area. It's only this one Sinopolis, all right? So it's one specific event.
Yeah, so it's at the Rancho Santa Margarita location. The event is Tuesday, February 7th, but the artwork gallery portion will be up on display through February 12th. So if you happen to be in Orange County over this week, you should definitely try and make a point to stop by, because like Andrew was saying, some of this artwork is just, it's really, really cool. And, you know, like following Gallery 1988 and all these other pop culture art galleries, there's not a lot of Princess Bride, like, art out there. And this has a really good range of art out there. I mean, it's, the pieces are really killer. So if you have the opportunity to see it in person, I highly recommend it. If you can't make it, all of this stuff will be able to view online and for purchase February 8th at squaredcodesign.com.
So whatever doesn't sell that night.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just speculating right now. But based on everything else that we've seen, my guess is that we might get a paper piece from you from the show. Now, again, I don't know that. But that is my educated guess. And so letting all these like little paper shadow boxes we got as a precursor, fingers crossed that that's what we see.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out what I want to do. I did an Aliens paper piece.
You know the show's tonight, right? The show is tonight. So just throw that out there.
Well, in record time, I've got like 2 days. So hopefully I'll be able to figure something out, but I am planning on doing one.
Well, it's an exciting show. It's going to be great. I know that you. So I'm going to be in the area. We're going to be flying in for something unrelated, and it just happens to be that night. And you have given us tickets to come, and so I'm really hoping to be able to make it over there. I'm still trying to work out all the details for that, but in the very least, I'll see you in a couple of days so that we can hang out.
Hold
but
hands.
Dude, this is cool. I'm the piece from Andrew Kolb, especially, like, he posted like the process video about getting printed, and that gold metallic ink that gets laid down on top of it. So I have the Ninja Turtle piece that he did where he has all of, like, in the shells, it has like all the different characters and stuff and scenes. It looks like he did the same thing.
I was just gonna bring that up. Yeah, he has like these little Easter eggs there's kind of highlighted throughout Princess Buttercup's dress on the actual print. So I haven't looked at the screen prints yet. We just got them delivered today. But I think the way that the gold is laid on there, it's almost like the way you look at it in the light is like a shimmer that you can see these like little Easter egg scenes from the movie.
That is in true Andrew Kolbian nature. So
yeah,
that's fantastic.
He's the Kolbiest.
Well, nice. Well, thanks for coming on and chatting with us about the show. Thanks for always doing an amazing job sending us free things. you know us so well at this point. I imagine, though, at this point, it's going to be a while before we get our next one because you have to create new by hand, one-of-a-kind pieces of artwork to send to us. But nonetheless, your work is great, and keep it up with Squared Co. It looks like the shows just keep getting bigger and better. And so we can't wait to see what happens with all that stuff.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I'll definitely keep all of you in the loop for future shows and whatnot.
Well, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to call that a show for this week. I know that we bypassed our master categories, but we talked about art and design, and we talked about TV and film through this process. And it's always one of these, putting on an event like this is always a game. I don't know. I was trying to tie it in. Didn't work. It's fine. Luke, don't say anything.
Don't toy with my heart, Andrew. Go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There we go. I see what you did there, Patrick. But we're going to get out of this episode for now. You can find us on mof1podcast.com, where you can find show notes and links for all the stuff that we talked about in this episode. Keep an eye out. You can go ahead and follow Squared Co. on Instagram to keep up with the event that's going on. Again, if you're in the Orange County area, make sure you get out there this week and check it out. You can find us on mof1podcast on all the different social medias. Really, we're mostly kind of in tune with our Instagram. We do a lot of stuff on there. Are there any contests currently going on? I think we still have one more contest that's live right now, and that is our the one that we're doing with Jared Mariyama. It is our Disney art contest that we're doing. So it's a Disney character in one of any Disney character in one of the Epcot World Showcase Pavilion areas. And it's inspired by that. We're seeing a ton of stuff come in. It's all really great stuff. You can win a custom piece from Jared Mariyama, as well as some other Disney swag and things. So you want to jump on that contest. And what else? I think Patreon. You can support the show on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/mof1podcast. You can become a patron for just $1 a month, but $5 gets you to the blooper episode, and we should have a blooper episode coming out very soon, so hop on that now if you want to get the blooper episode. It's going to be a great time. It always is. It's just ridiculousness. And you can subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher. When you do that, we come to you twice a week, every single week, and then you can rate and review. When you do that, it helps us a ton. It only takes you a few seconds, but it is tremendously helpful. Luke's head's about to fall off because he's nodding in agreement with aggression.
Well, let me verbally agree with you a little bit too for a couple of those things. iTunes. It helps us so much when you rate and review. It's very quick for you to do, and it can feel almost inconsequential, but again, it means a lot, and it really does help us with our visibility. Patreon, we're talking about $1 a month. That's $12 a year. I promise you, if I go through my couch right now, I could find $12 between the cushions.
Ugh.
So the point is,
you need to clean your house a little better. Yeah.
Well, that's not why we're here. Why we're here is to say $1 a month is an incredibly small amount of money, but it really, really helps us when it comes to producing great content with great artists. So please, I encourage you to do that. And then also Slack. You've heard Mark a couple times in this episode mention the community. We talk about it all the time. I think I added up, including Mark, there's 7 artists from this show that are actually from the Slack community. So it's
crazy.
A great way to network with other artists, to share the work with you're doing, to get critique, and really just do life with some other people. Tracy mentioned it in last week's episode, you know, given what our industry is, it's an industry that really takes place kind of at a distance because it is primarily online. You're not necessarily sitting inside an office with 50 other people. And so that's kind of the world we work in. But Slack is a way to kind of draw all of our rooms together, like bring them, you know, seemingly closer together and let us have interaction with one another. So again, mof1podcast.com/Slack. Andrew, continue.
I think we've pretty much covered everything that there is to cover, so I think for now, we're just going to sign out of here. It's been a fun one, but I'm Andrew.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Luke.
And I'm Mark.
Peace out.
Bye.
Hold on to your butts.
Bang-a-ray!
Come, my love, I'll tell you a tale of a boy and girl and their love story, and how he loved her oh so much, and all the charms she did possess. Now this did happen once upon a time, when things were not so complex, and how he worshipped the ground she walked, and when he looked in her eyes he became obsessed. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. It's as real as
check, 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 check a doodle doodle toop.
Ha, ha, ha. My light's been on this whole time, everybody, just so you know.
Luke, are you ready now?
Yes.
Okay.
This love was stronger than the power so dark a prince could have within his keeping. His spells to weave and steal a heart within her breast but only sleeping. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel.
That's it for our Around the Table. Up next, a very special Master Categories. I know. It sounded
that
like
we're
there
not
was
doing
more.
Master Categories.
Sounded
it's
like
super
there was
special.
More. Yes. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. So that's it for our Around the Table. Up next, a special time with Mark Morris. I don't know.
How special?
I don't know. That's all that happened in my head, and that was the answer to it.
I
don't even know what that
meant.
All right. It's fine. Here we go.
Then he swooped her up just like in the books, and on his stallion they rode away. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. My love is like a storybook story, it's as real as the feelings I feel. It's as real as the feelings I feel.